This is the audio recording for the Candia Safety Facility Committee meeting for March 5th, 2022.
We weren't scheduled to have this as an actual meeting, but seeing so many of the committee members showed up, we changed our mind. We'll have it as a meeting. So I'd like to welcome everybody, whether you're on Zoom or in public, to the Safety Facility Committee. And we'll open with Pledge of Allegiance and we'll take questions. So the purpose, I guess, of this meeting today, basically after we had the candidates night, we had some questions. And Russ, I want to thank Russ for putting this together. Felt that, you know, maybe one more time before elections, wouldn't hurt to have another open house kind of atmosphere. So if somebody's got questions, that maybe we could help answer them. So I guess if you have anybody on Zoom that would like to ask a question, feel free to unmute yourself and ask away. Anybody?
Maybe can I add something?
Absolutely.
I think it came about, we've been doing this, we started this committee, was it October of 20?
It's been a while. We've been
21. I mean, it's been, what I'm saying is it's been a while at this committee talking about this, and then we formed a committee a little bit later and came up with needing a piece of property before we could do anything else. And that's what this warrant article 3 is all about, is just a piece of property so we can move forward for the future of Candia. That's the most important thing. And we've had Anthony here that talked to us and said, you know, you've got to plan out 50 years in advance. Things are going to change. But keep that in mind when he talked to the committee. It boiled down to a piece of property that we found that's adequate to do what we want to do. And that's what we're presenting to the town on warrant article 3. So we can move forward in the future. I just was trying to summarize some of this that we're looking at doing. We've gone through many different phases of what we can consider, and it's that we can't do anything without the property. The other end, is there somebody, Laurel, did you want to come on? I saw it light up.
No, it's she has an X count.
Pardon?
She's on mute.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But so this piece of property, we needed a piece of property that would be centrally located in town, not on the outskirts. Right now, we have a fire, right, convenient, fireplace department, right, convenient. So that's the type of thing we wanted to be able to service a town anywhere from this general location. And the new piece of property that we're presenting tonight, or today, on the 9th, next Tuesday, is right on Route 27, very convenient for the emergency when it's needed. I don't want anybody else to talk about what we're just, you
can
know.
I add a little?
Pardon?
Can I add a little?
Definitely, please.
I'm going to go and point to the plans.
Okay, sure.
So my name's Anthony. I'm with SMP Architecture, and our firm was hired by the facility committee to assist in the planning and preliminary design and feasibility for a new police station. Excuse me. They knew that they had some shortcomings with their existing police station, which they had an open house and toured recently, and they wanted to just kind of get their ducks in a row to learn about what they had for a police station, what the deficiencies were, and what a current police stations usually would have to meet today's codes and police standards. So we talked about that and we put together a program. We then started looking at properties that were available in town, and they knew of this property on Route 27. It's a little under 7 acres. They wanted to know if this could be used for a police station in the future, and if it would be large enough to take care of a number of the community's needs, which are maybe a fire station down the road, and then potentially a DPW down the road. They were like, if we're gonna get a piece of property, is it large enough to do all of these things? So we undertook a master plan just to kind of figure out what the size of a fire station would need to be to cover and protect all of the apparatus that you currently own as a community. And then how large the police station would be, and then how big of a DPW you currently have and how much area that would take up. And so we just laid out a conceptual plan on the parcel on Route 27, adjacent to the courthouse. And this master plan showed that with limited asphalt and a proper layout of equipment, a police station with entry in and out would fit with a future fire station with excess area for green and open area, and then the back lot available for a future public works DPW space. So that's what we were charged to do, was figure out if this site was appropriate to solve the community's needs for the long term, so that they're hopefully purchasing one piece of land that's in the core downtown center, not too far away from the fire department, which currently resides around here. Lots of times when fire stations are considered building anew, they're looking to keep it close to their existing station so that it doesn't impact their insurance ratings. If you go too far out of your insurance rating fire zone, then the rates could go up for the residents. So keeping a fire station in this vicinity would work on to your benefit for the long term.
That's all governed by response time.
You got it.
Correct.
Exactly. Yeah. So the proximity of this site to your current fire station, so close, will benefit you in the long run. So I just will reiterate, it was a master plan to determine if this land was appropriate. And what the committee proved is that it is a very good site for all of the needs now and in the near future.
All right, is somebody in the audience got a question or something they'd like to clarify?
Yeah, when I just noticed I was here for the police open house.
Can you give your name?
Yeah, sure. Rob Jones, Patton Hill Road. Shame on me, I misplaced it. But I know there was another document there that had a lot of figures detailed in it. Some of the investment that was already made.
Do you have that?
I have it. I don't have a copy of it. Can I give it to you after?
Yeah, that's fine. I just think
you have a question.
I think that would be beneficial. I think that details some more of what those future phases would entail from a financial commitment standpoint. And some of the money that we've already invested, right? Some of the architectural work or at least site design work, right? To get it started.
Did you want that so you could point out certain things on it?
I don't know if I have anything to point out on it. I'll just give it another look.
So,
and then maybe grab a copy before I leave.
So that is a document that we provided in cooperation with the construction manager that the committee in town engaged to help with preliminary costs. So that is a quote total project budget of what we would assume the values would be for a police station project of that scale on that site.
it includes some contingencies because we don't know when it's going to occur, if it's going to occur. But the committee wanted to know in a ballpark what it would be so that you could determine the impacts for the municipal rates when and if it's approved to go forward to build the police station.
Yeah.
But right now that's not on the table. It's just to acquire the property.
Yep. No, fully understand. Okay. I think, and I don't know if some of these folks are here today, but if you watch the chatter on social media, there's a lot of questions around, okay, it's great that we're going to get the property, but what are the next phases to this mean for the community? So I think this kind of details some of what the investment is for the police station.
Yep.
I think what would be even more interesting to understand is, okay, if there's a phase two, which is future fire station, does that double this cost, or is a lot of that site work already completed and now we're building a fire station, just the building itself? And then what does that potential third phase of, you know, the future Department of Public Works behind everything, is that another significant investment on top of that?
As far as investment, I think the highway part is going to be the most reasonable price to us,
right?
Because it's not, it's basically just the house material and maybe a small area that they can get in out of the weather. So it's not
like building a PD,
a building a fire department, which has a lot of regulations on how it has to be built, what it contains. It's basically going to be a shell with something that covers the material.
Right.
So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Bob Stout, Diamond Hill Road. We had a lot of talk, Rob, you know, over time about what we should propose year one for the project.
Yep.
Do you propose property? Do you propose property police station?
Mm-hmm.
We looked at all of that. I think we wanted to have a plan laid out because if you remember when we had an opportunity to buy the old Fitz property here on Main Street,
right?
One of the big pushbacks from the townspeople was, is that, well, what's your plan?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with the house? But the rest of the land, and there were no answers. So
right.
It failed. So this committee, I think, has done a lot of really good work. Great consultants on looking down the road to see, making sure that what they're going to advise you to do is something that can serve the town for the next 40 or 50 years.
Yep.
The question is, you know, I was telling Joe, you know, you look at the Deerfield School this year, the Warren articles, they have $45 million, $9 million, and
right.
$15 million for the school. You
right.
know, being conservative, we thought that the population in town would like to have time to learn about the project, phase into it a little at a time. So they did some future work. You know, we, like I said, we had some great ideas, but the committee decided that probably the best thing at first was to propose just the land purchase,
mm-hmm.
and that gives us another year to educate people, see what the options are,
right.
and build support for projects going forward.
Yeah. I think it makes sense. It's just visibility into some of these other numbers may help folks kind of, you know, be ready to take that next step. I'm not a big believer in, you know, kicking the can down the road. It's just going to be the next generation's problem or the next generation's problem after that. A phased approach is probably the right way to go. You know, if you go back to the Fitz property, we never bought the land. We could have been doing it right there and we would have been, I can't remember when that sale was, but we could have been 7 to 10 years ahead of where we are right now, but we're not. So, you know, I like the idea of the investment. And then I think, you know, understanding how some of this stuff really plays in longer term, because what did the budget committee say? $86 per $300,000 to buy the land. I mean, I think that's a pretty easy pill to swallow, right, from an investment standpoint. But then when you start to look at a much bigger project, and again, I don't know what the phase would be. There's no specific timeline that I can see on here, right? Would this be over 2 years? You know, how long do you think it would take for us to implement the fire station, or excuse me, the police station? Is this an investment across, 2 to 3 years from a Warren article perspective, or is it a one-time some investment?
That was looking out at next year.
Okay.
So this is 2022, that was 2023.
Okay.
If it was brought to the town in 2023.
And part of the other reason too, Rob, that we decided just to go with the property was time constraints. We were running tight on getting accurate information and actually be able to present a package to the town. And we didn't want to have it be misleading or have it be so inflated that it was ridiculous. And to get to that next step, to get hard numbers to actually build, means that we've got to invest a little bit more money in the architects and the construction manager and all that stuff, contract manager, because we can't get hard numbers until we commit to that. And we can't get that until we got an actual set of plans. And to do that, I don't know if you can guesstimate, Anthony, but it's probably going to cost us another, what, $30,000-$40,000 to get to that point. Is that reasonable?
It was given at one point in time, but it was greater than that, with including structural, electrical, mechanical engineering, the site work that needs to be done, and the geotechnical. So
some of that is in there in the contingency, but not much. It's still quite a bit of money that has to be invested to get to that hard number of what this building is going to cost. So we didn't want to present something that was maybe cost. We wanted to be accurate, and we felt it would be too much to try to push that part of it through.
Right.
Which is, I think, why the Board of Selectmen chose to not take as much out of that capital reserve fund to buy the property that left them in there. So if the town does support this in great numbers, then that kind of gives the committee, I think, an indication, okay, move forward.
Yep.
And I think we're still going to have to look at, is this the year to move forward? Everybody knows the economics right now is pretty crazy.
The inflationary factor right now.
Anthony has already told us back months ago, the availability of materials and the cost of materials, it was just astronomical, crazy. And it's only going to get probably worse. So maybe this is a year just to regroup, you know, and move a little slower and wait to see how things shake out. But that's just my thought on it right now. Is somebody on there that wants to speak?
You hear them?
Nobody?
I just want to answer one of the things you were asking about shared utilities, like the electrical will be shared between the fire department and the police department, the well, the septic. So this is, you know, when you build the police department side of it, it's going to also service the fire department.
Yeah.
So most of the site work will probably already be done, except for when you go to do that building. Of course, you're going to have to do more site work at that footprint.
Yeah.
But other than that,
yeah, I guess that was part of the committee, right? There's going to be some general upfront investment, right, with this this larger number of 3.9 that maybe you don't incur when you go to phase two.
Correct.
Phase three would be separate because that's a completely different part, right?
Gentleman in the back, did you have something you wanted to add or ask?
No, I was just talking about the inflationary factor in construction, not just locally, but around the country. I mean, I know people in projects, residential, commercial projects, they don't even give a hard final print this year or a quote. It's everything is, as I'm ready to build, I'll let you know what the cost is going to be because it's going up by the week
right
now. I mean, that's not an exaggeration. I mean, the costs are out of control for construction. Forget it. So I assume that's going to relate to, you know, it's going to relate to the construction.
Municipalities are unable to ask for any more money once an approval at a town meeting has been achieved. They have a fixed amount of cash that is available. If they get a bond, it's fixed. So the construction manager that the committee hired to assist in this process will give a GMP, a guaranteed maximum price, for the value of the project. So you'll get the facility for that cost, not more, because there's no more going back to the general public once the warrant article is written. So all of these early preliminary conceptual analysis and pricing has percentages of contingencies incorporated into it to get as close as you can. Back to your point, sir, because there's no water on Route 27, and the fire station is going to require a sprinkler system, this police station first phase will include a cistern and a fire protection pump so that when a future fire station is done, it's already there and we can just plug into it. Mm-hmm. So some of the cost is a little bit higher in that police station than normal because you need to have a cistern and a fire pump. Yeah. And so that's calculated in. All of the electric, septic, and well, all of that is the same. So some of the elements are baked into this first phase of it all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody else have a question? Nobody on Zoom to ask anything?
They just have to unmute and speak, and you'll hear them.
Okay.
I'll continue to monopolize for a while.
As long as they're good questions.
Yeah, I've had
it. So far, good.
So I guess Rob Jones again, Pat Hill Road. So what's so let's say we buy the property in phase one, the police station. What becomes of everything here? I know we're kind of under constraints. If you peek into some of the windows, everything's really tight quarters and land use and the rest there. Are we just going to consume the rest of the building here from the police station back into traditional town offices? And yeah.
We haven't invested a lot of engineering as far as looking at the inside of this building. We've got our own personal ideas of what could be done in here. Mm-hmm. But we haven't decided to spend any money to move in that direction. But conceptually, that's what we're thinking, that they can be redesigned, reconfigured in the town office building here to accommodate what we've got and some of the deficiencies we have to move things around. I still believe that, you know, this is an awesome building and it would function as a town office probably for the rest of all of our duration. Mm-hmm. There's enough parking for that part of it, but not enough for both functions.
Right,
right now, you notice if anything's going on here, it's pretty tight.
Yep.
For parking area and whatnot. And this footprint is relatively small that we're dealing with. But this would make an awesome just town office building.
Yep.
With a little bit of reconfiguring in here. But we don't know what that cost would be. We haven't moved in that area because obviously we keep coming back. What's the first step? And the first step is a piece of land so we can move forward.
Yeah. What's the perceived timeline for the, let's say, phase two police station?
Well, I mean, Anthony could probably, because he's been through this process a number of times, but from my understanding, if we spent the rest of this year, we're still going to go back to town on 23.
Yeah.
And if we've got a number and a plan to build something, and if it gets okay, and then you got somewhere, I think in July or something, because we'll be obviously going for a bond issue, mm-hmm. then that gets approved. So before you even break ground, would probably be 24.
Yeah.
Even if things go.
But that's for police.
Correct. That's to do anything over there.
Yeah.
So
we envision it like, let's say all that happens with the fire station. Follow in 5 years, 7 years?
Is that we've got conflict of input from different members of the fire department. The chief indicates that, you know, they do have a capital reserve for future additions on the existing building, mm-hmm. but they've got a number of issues to address over there. Space is only one of them, but they have water issues, they have septic issues. So there's a lot of issues over there, but we've been told by the chief that facility will accommodate the town, in his mind, for at least another 10 years.
Yeah.
That may be disputed with some of the other members, but that's what we've gotten back.
Feedback. Okay.
My name's Joe Flanagan. I'm a retired Manchester firefighter. Lived in Candia for 37 years. I live on Patton Hill Road.
I know.
And the number one thing that I think we're trying to focus on is the purchase of the land that will give us the best value down the road so that we don't have to buy another piece of property to build the firehouse, right, or a fire station down the road. So if we can get this piece of property and build the police station on it and consume all the stuff, like Anthony just said, you know, the septic, the everything else, and plan down the road, we're not going to incur a ton of expense down through the future. There is, working in Manchester, there are a number of FEMA grants that are out there where we can get a huge generator for the building, not only to power the PD, but it would power the police department down the road, I mean, the fire department down the road, and stuff like that, that the committee has already discussed. Mm-hmm. And we're looking into all of those issues and all of that stuff. But our number one priority is to get a piece of property.
Yeah. Many of the grants and the conversation that we had with some of this, the state senators, was that there was federal money that was likely to come down the pipe for police, fire, safety facilities, but you had to have a concept, you had to have a plan, you had to have something in place that you could show in the grant that you had it worked out. And so that's why we went to the next level of just showing everything. The fire station that's represented there is not fully worked out. We need to educate the community on the needs and gather awareness. And that's like any community, you have to do that. No one's going to accept the concept just being told we have to do it. The police is different. Police has really clear needs. You've seen the space. And there are a whole host of required items that your police station does not provide. And it leaves you, the town, open for potential suits if something occurs.
Yes.
So I think the chief is wisely shining a light on it so that that's the focus. But again, right now we're talking about the land and if it's about valuable property and purchase at this time.
Yep. Just for the record, I only saw it during the tour. I haven't seen the police station any other time.
Everybody says it. I've only been there on good terms.
Yeah.
Just kind of thinking to myself here.
Think so.
Just kind of thinking to myself here. Ronnie Severino hasn't done anything at all on that property that would be significant to this, but that would be designed for this. But he is got a lot of equipment that if we were to purchase the property, we might be willing to ask him if he'd be interested in doing some of the site work as cleanup from what he's been doing down there for Copart and get a good deal on improving the property.
Scott.
What?
There's a dog barking somewhere. Scott's iPad.
Does that mean they want to talk?
No.
No.
Okay.
Just listen.
It's clear. Well, to answer a little bit of that, Dick. Severino's have been awesome. I can't tell you how many renderings Tom has done for this committee. I think he was up somewhere around 9. And they've been very helpful and accommodating to this whole process. And I think you're right. They would be more than willing to do site work at a very reasonable cost.
Been a lot of conversation on social media about what Ronnie is doing there, it has anything to do with this site. No, he's working on Coparts. He's taking care of a project. It's the site plan's been done on it. He has to get in there. All those trucks are going in there when he gets through. Then he's going to clean that site up and he's going to have to tear down some stuff. And maybe that can happen with prior to the time we sign the papers.
Well, I think that can all be worked out. I don't think that's going to be a cost issue for the town. I really don't.
Well, that's a donation then.
Yeah, I really don't. I mean, I think
that's going to be all worked out. That's going to be the least, I think, of our issues.
The building at the front of that entrance to where Severino's been doing the work is at the mercy of the Candia Fire Department. They're going to go in and rip it apart, and then he's going to tear it. He's going to tear it down.
That's what I thought. They're going to use it as an exit.
Correct.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's the least of our financial concerns, really.
Well, it's a cost, part of the cost equation, because donations, Ronnie can work his things with the federal government to get it as a donation, and then he wins, we get a lot of work done, we win.
Oh. Is somebody calling in on the phone?
Did somebody else join
it? Oh, is that what it is?
No, it all boils down to having Candia owning that piece of property, and then it's the next step that we can ask what to be done or what have you. And I think the other end of it is, you know, when do we build? What are bond rates at a time? I mean, we were looking at that this year. There were decent rates this year, right? But what are they going to be when we really do the project? So all these things change. Hopefully they all go down. But and so as we move forward, those are all things that we look at. We'll have to look at and present it to everybody.
And we also, now that we have Andrea, who's our town administrator on board, she is going to be looking this year into different various grants that we might be able to apply for. But again, it all comes back. You got to have a piece of land. You got to have plans. The town has got to move a little bit forward. And it's a lot slower than this committee would have liked, probably, but because we know the needs are there now. But it is what it is. We'll do the best we can. Yep.
Bird in the hand's worth two in the bush.
Yeah. And the other thing that we did talk about as a committee, that we said, worst case scenario, this is a piece of commercial land in a great location for what I believe is a very reasonable price. And if down the road a few years, the town wants no part of any of this, it can always be sold. So we don't feel it's a bad investment, worst case scenario.
Can you explain how you're intending to pay for this?
Well, hopefully we'd like to see some grants.
Yep.
For the land. Oh, for the land. The land, we're taking $250,000 out of the cap reserve fund that was created for the sale of the property on exit 3. It still leaves a balance there, but $250,000 from that and $150,000 from taxation. And as Rob mentioned earlier, the budget committee figured out that it was roughly about $86 on a $300,000 assessment. Personally, I think it may even be less than that, but that's still, Rob mentioned, it's not a bad price, I don't think, for that kind of an investment.
One time,
yeah.
If Warren Article 3 passes, that property is ours, paid for.
Yep.
So yeah, there's a lot of work still for the committee to do, but this is the first phase.
You're off video too, right?
A lot of people on there, so that's good.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk though. Anybody else in the audience got any questions or concerns?
Hopefully we're answering the questions that are out there, and that's the most important thing, that people go this Tuesday to vote their conscience at that point.
Hey Brian, it's Scott. What's the price again to purchase the land?
The total is $400,000, but it's $150,000 through tax dollars.
Okay, I saw that $150,000 number and I didn't get it. Thank you.
Yeah.
I agree with you, everything you said.
Thank you.
some questions that came up along the way is, why does a police department need a new facility? And what it was is, this booklet was put together showing the inadequacies for the safety concerns. You can pull this up on the police site. Is that correct, Chief?
On the town website.
Town website. And it's again, you know, we talk about these things, what can happen. You get one liability lawsuit, it could be, who knows what it can be. I mean, it's always, everything's questionable. The other thing is, the only facility, when you bring a prisoner in and they have to go to the bathroom, we have to bring them into the town hall. And that person, depending upon the situation with them, are they contaminated with anything? The other thing is, the police department does not have a facility, almost like the fire department, showers. If they're contaminated, how do they have to get cleaned? So, I mean, it seems like if you took, be able to take a tour, you'd see all these inefficiencies there. I mentioned this, when did we begin to talk about the future safety facilities? September of 2020. I couldn't get that date before, but so it's been ongoing, definitely a factor for the board, and then they put together this committee. What departments will be in the future safety facility? We're talking the police, the fire, and highway. When will those be implemented? First of all, the police has a priority at this point. And what is the financial situation? When can that be planned to be, you know, the others implemented? That's a time factor. I think we're talking a little bit ago, you know, the fire chief said it's 10 years. I mean, by the time you're talking with the economy and everything else, it might be 10 years. It'd be all great. We look at this, and if we could do it overnight, who won the million megabucks at this point that would like to donate some? That basically answers when is the future building. Brian had said, way with the economy right now, who knows? And with the way things are happening in the world, how soon can we move to phase one, which would be the police department? And what all boils down to now is Article 3 is a piece of property, 6.9 acres, right on Route 27, adjacent to the courthouse. So that's the location that people know. Again, I'll go the property on Article 3 is the price of the property is $400,000. You take off $250,000, which we already have in the bank, that leaves $150,000 that has to be passed on Article 3. And the impact, again, Brian had mentioned it's about $28 per thousand or $86 for a $300,000 home. That sort of summarizes everything, and we'll know the outcome of the town's feeling on next Tuesday, March 9th.
March 8th.
Wish we'd have, you know, hopefully we've answered everybody's questions with this. I had a question down at the Rotary by the recycling center this morning when I was talking to people, and one person said, Candia has property. Well, so much of it is in conservation easement, which we cannot use. Others are located on back roads or dirt roads, it would work for a safety facility. So I mean, we've looked at a lot of things. It just didn't pop up overnight.
Yeah, just to add to that a little bit, there's a lot of communities that do build an annex to their facilities, primarily a fire department, and they're in more remote areas, and they do that just for response time. But we have looked at, we had a list of all town properties. We really looked at all of them. And like Russ had said earlier, we knew as a committee that it really needed to be somewhere centrally located in town here. And should be on a road that's easily accessible and easy for traffic issues when they do have to respond. And that's why years ago, the Fitz property would have been a good piece. But I think this one is equally as good, if not better, because it does exit right onto 27 and it allows you to go in many directions and it's fairly centrally located. The property that we were looking at up on off of North Road that we thought might work turned out to be, like Russ said, it was in conservation and a lot of the conservation land has forestry attached to it. And because the conservation is the forest managers, which requires another whole step of going to the town and getting that part of it released. Plus there was some issues in getting clear ownership to some of the property. There was one big parcel and then a smaller parcel. And I know people were working on trying to get that clarified and it wasn't going to be an easy fix. So that's when we started looking at other properties. And then at this, that time, we started so like I started to say, so that's when Severino's came up with the offer of this piece of property if the committee thought it would be worth looking into. That's how we got to that point. So as far as town availability, that turned out to not be
right. I'm listening again.
Got the iPad.
You
almost got that.
Didn't
you? What?
There you go. Click.
Click it. I don't think it was
deliberate. All right. Do you have anything? Oh, somebody's got something.
Got a quick thing to add about back to the major safety issues at the police department for the employees, the civilian employees in the town hall, the prisoners in. It should be secure access through a sally port into a booking room and having no public interaction or a place where a prisoner can take off. Right now, they can fly into the town hall. We don't have a secure door system. They're just wooden doors, very integrated program over there. It's just something's waiting to happen. And we've had prisoners take off out of our booking room and have to be tackled basically in the little lobby they're trying to get out. It has happened right here a couple times. But it's also about employee retention. Besides all the issues that could turn into a liability, you can't find police officers these days. And we've got four young officers. I think they deserve to have a place of safe, have showers. We have a female officer. They need, you know, locker rooms, stuff like that. We need a kitchen area, you know, break room. We need things we can offer the employees to keep them. Else it's going to turn into a revolving door. Neighboring towns such as Auburn put on a $100,000 addition to a safety complex to their PD just to have a training room.
and a break room, like a kitchen and stuff like that. So, I mean, other towns are offering these things, and we have none of that. And once you're certified in New Hampshire, you can work anywhere. You're marketable. These guys, you know, might stay here a couple of years and we go, man, my friend works in Amherst or Londonderry, and they're going to take off. So you want to keep the employees safe and have a efficient workspace for them too, you know.
And that was one of the other key items that Andrea did find out when she started looking into grants and whatnot, that a training room, training facility option when you're building is huge for getting grant money. And the fact that we designed this to accommodate PD and fire station, I think is going to be huge in moving forward. Originally, when we first started talking, we said, well, maybe we don't need to do the training room right away. We could do that in the next phase. And after talking with Andrea, you know, that may be better to include that in this first phase, only because there's more grant money available if you do that. So a lot of this we're learning as we move forward too. Anything else from Rick? Jeff, you want to elaborate a little bit on the highway or?
Well, when the highway department does come around, it's just like you said, I mean, it's really just going to be materials handling, someplace for storage to get things out of the weather and just a place to really get out of the weather when we're plowing and stuff like that. Other than that, it's going to be pretty bare bones. The highway department is not going to cost much, you know, comparatively to the police department and the fire department. Because we can really make do with, you know, movable storage areas that, you know, are fairly cheap to purchase. We don't necessarily need a hard, you know, solid permanent structure either.
One thing I did want to add above the highway department, I realize that's, you know, three phases down the road, but it's still something the town needs to realize that even though we're a small town, at some point we may not be able to have a private contractor do the duties as a road agent. Right now, the town benefits huge beyond, I think, what they could even imagine. To have a private contractor that is acting as our road agent. He's full-time 24/7, but he's not paid full-time. You know, he gets paid when he does work. And at some point, we may not be able to get a contractor that's willing to take on that duty with their own equipment and whatnot. And at some point, the town may end up having a facility that accommodates them with showers and heat and a bedroom or whatever. And equipment, it means we'd have to buy trucks and graders and loaders and backhoes. And so we're really working very inexpensive at this point. And like I said, that is three, four phases down the road, but it's something for the town to think about, that at some point we may not be able to benefit from a private contractor like we have. So we're trying to look at down the road, you know, like we said, 50 years. They're just all listening. Nobody's got any questions on there.
Well, I thank you all for the information that you've given us. And if there's other people that have any questions, they know where to go.
Yeah, by all means. I mean, the committee is probably not going to meet right away. Obviously, we've got to wait till after the elections to find out our next move. We've been advised that we don't want to wait too long this year if we do get the land to proceed. So we probably won't meet till maybe May, June, something like that, to, you know, strategize our next move if we do get the land. Obviously, if the land doesn't go through, then that changes everything. But so I suspect that we will put plan notice out there when we are going to meet. And I encourage anybody that wants to come to the safety facility committee meetings, you're more than welcome. We'll take any input and answer any questions. We've got a pretty good sized committee that's meeting on a regular basis, and the enthusiasm has been awesome. Everybody has showed up at every meeting, and we met every 2 weeks. So again, you know, we'll wait and see and regroup after election.
And they'll all be down at the CYAA the 8th of March to be able to vote, right?
Correct.
But Chief, when we had the open house, turned around and invited people, if you wanted to call to see, view the police department, they'd schedule something to take an individual in at that point. That's still up, right?
Absolutely. Just give me a call. Come on down. We'll take you for a tour.
Yeah. So.
Just a question. What is your feedback been since you've had this piece of land? Yes. You've been discussing it. You've had an open house to talk to people about the property.
Can you give her a name?
Wayne Goodwin, Chester Turnpike.
Okay. So far, at least through who I've been in contact with, it's contacted me, it's been very positive. The only question everybody keeps coming up with is, what does it mean for my taxes?
Right, excellent.
At this point, we can't answer all of that. We can tell you what the effect is for purchasing the land, but when we move forward, later on this year, we'll have a better idea on that.
I mean, I think that's the key. You've got to get the piece of land, as you said, and that's what we should be, as you're trying to push it, that's what you should be promoting. Everything else is great. You're going to have three different entities that are going to be on the land. Right. Once you get this piece of land, it sounds like a great deal, actually, for $400,000.
I think that's
my opinion. Yeah, and so once you've got that locked up, I mean, there's nothing else you have to commit to. You know, the town doesn't have to commit to it, because it could be a rough year. You got inflation going through the roof. People are getting whacked from all sides. Food prices going up. Fuel prices, heating oil prices, natural gas. So this is going to be a tough year for people. But you've got $250 in the till, so you're not asking for a great deal. It seems to me just pushing to getting that piece of land is the way to go. Yeah. Once you've got that, you take step two, and that could be next year or the year after, whatever that's feasible for the town to go. And if you walk in with even one section of this and the piece of land, I don't think it would pass.
Right.
But I think this would.
That's basically what the committee came up with before we went to the land.
Yeah, to me, it's a piece of cake.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate all the time and effort that group's put into building the plan. It's great, sir.
And I do want to shout out to Anthony. He's been huge as far as educating us on how this process works, because I had no idea it was going to cost that kind of money for engineering and planning this whole thing. It's like, been helpful.
Well, it's not just me. I'm just the point person here. I have a whole team behind me of engineers and other entities that are part of this. So, it's a lot to go into it. A safety facility, a police station, they've got a higher level of standard for construction. They need to last you 50 years. So the quality of the materials and just meeting the federal requirements and our own state building codes, there are a lot of requirements, and all those things have value associated with it. We don't like to be the ones that are saying the costs are high. Just the realities are that it is. You know, we have multiple fire stations that we've worked on around the state. We've got a number of police stations. I did the Hooksett Police Station a few years ago, a big renovation of that. And right now, this year, New Boston, the town of New Boston, has a municipal project that is a police fire facility, and also they're folding in some work for the rec department to just kind of bundle it all when they can get the best interest rates, because they see where it's going, and they're you know, what was a $3 million project that wasn't approved year after year is now almost a $10 million project, because it's so large. It's not just the police station. They just wanted to do everything and get one vote. But their track is, we're trying to get the lowest interest rate possible now, get that bond as low as possible. And we'll see if it plays out. There are many, many communities around the state that are in the same position as Candia is, you know, looking closely at their police departments and questioning the viability of their fire departments. And, and, uh, And so that's why your conversation is not unique. And you have to just really open it up to the general public and educate the people about what the needs are and why, and what the actual costs will be. Not a surprise, just these are the facts. And that's what we're trying to help with.
And it has been very helpful.
Very helpful.
Anybody, anything?
We make an adjournment or we, nobody had questions?
Nobody on there has got questions? I just listed this.
Yep.
What's your gentleman back?
Scott Mann, I'm on Langford Road. I live there. I have one concern about probably the contamination of water quality on the property, as in we're so near Copart that down through the years will Copart's operation start contaminating the groundwater, and will it affect the well that we're going to put into this property here. The other thing is, if you have the highway department coming in behind the property facilities, will some of it, like the salt, would get into our drinking water, our new drinking water supply. Will that also be a concern environmentally later on down the road after we build the facilities?
Absolutely. I mean, any structure that we put up for the highway department is going to have to meet today's standards on how they store the material and any runoff from that material. Right now, we don't have that.
No.
So, I mean, that is obviously another issue that we need to be looking at. But like I say, this one happens to be the one that's right in front of us. But yeah, all of that when we get to that point.
Concerned about that.
And I think Copart is pretty well regulated on what how they operate down there, as far as their runoff, detention ponds, and how they're monitored. And our property is really on the upper part of their operation. If we were down below their operation, I think I'd be more concerned about that. But I think where the location of this property is, that shouldn't be an issue, I don't believe. But I do think they're regulated pretty heavy.
I got a little education on that property too, in a conversation I had with Ronnie not long ago. I don't think that they actually don't do any breakdown of the vehicles that are there. They store them essentially for a certain period of time before they're moved off the premise.
Basically a warehouse.
Yeah, it's really a warehouse. So it's not like they're breaking down and, you know, pulling engines out and things like that. So I think
it's not the same operation when Murray's owned it there, and they were actually doing car parts and stuff and tearing stuff apart.
If I could add to your question, the next phase, there will be some geotechnical studies that will be done on this new property if the town purchases it, to get a better sense of what the subterranean conditions are, the soils, the compaction rate, the bearing capacity of it. They won't go down as deep to do testing of the water that's there and if it's potable or not, but usually when the new building is constructed, there is water treatment that's done on any of the water that's in installed. So it's potable for the staff that are in there. So that comes later on if it's found to be an issue. Yeah. We are finishing a fire station for the town of Kingston in May, and they have PFOAs on site. They've known it. They've had non-potable water for years. It's a major issue.
You have that here.
And so there is a treatment equipment that is being installed in 2 weeks on the well, so that the well water that goes into the cistern to bring to fires to put out events, and then the showers and drinking is all been filtered as required by those standards. Seemingly everywhere right now. So,
yeah.
Good information.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. No other comments by anybody? Good.
Russ, why don't you take those down to the recycling center for Sunday?
He does.
No, I don't mean put them in.
No.
Stand there and hand them out.
No.
We had a lot of people today. Gave thumbs up.
Thank you.
And wanted to go. We've seen a lot of people
The only thing that's on yours is Colonel Betancourt is on there as a supplementary, and she hasn't signed yet.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, as soon as she signs, you should be able to sign. Or if she gets taken off, I don't know why she's on there. I don't know if she needs to be on there.
Nothing to do with her.
Okay.
Right. I'll check
with her. Yes, of course.
People, one question I have. I'd like to know how you found out about this meeting, because it was a short meeting notice and we did a lot of trying to get to people and wondering what's the best way to contact people in Candia. That's a tough one. And I don't know if you got it off of Zoom or the Facebook, we'll get it. Someday I'll learn what it is. But, it's hard to get things to people here in Candia. And we're told by the post office we can't post anything in the post offices any longer. So if you somehow letting the board know, not necessarily this board, any board that you're there and saying, this is the best way I can get information.
You had a couple comments show up in the chat. Some folks just said it was word of mouth. Heard from a neighbor.
Word of mouth.
Okay.
Being at the end of the dump road.
There you go.
Be at the end of the second town hall.
Okay.
I heard about social media.
Social media.
Facebook. Yeah.
Okay.
Social media.
Yeah. Social media.
How to use that, Mitch?
Yeah, so I'm figuring it out as I go.
Thank you.
This was a chat that people were putting back when you asked your question.
Okay. Word of mouth, Facebook, and social media.
Oh.
All, yeah, that's why we have to be a broad approach. We've got to use every means possible. The digital sign that you talked about months ago would have been great.
Which out there?
It is out there?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
So
perfect.
No, Tom Severino put it all together, put it up.
Yeah.
So that was another.
It wasn't a digital, it was billboard type.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
at the property.
Billboard. Yeah.
Right at the property.
But
I see.
So thank you. Thank you for your feedback on that. I appreciate that.
Okay. All right. If there's nothing else,
anyone want to adjourn? I guess I've been talking. I moved to adjourn.
No, second.
Second by Rob.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye.